Okay, so let's see if we can't get this week off to something of a positive start. Not a common thing these days, is it, right? Things seem rather bleak if you take a look at the headlines. Truly, they do, right? Full-on war, killing hundreds of people every single day, and that's the lead story on most national newscasts. We've had all kinds of financial issues facing people. Of course, right now, we have the world coming together to tackle climate change at COP28. Struggling a little bit, I think, when it comes to coming up with a resolution at the end of this. Get into that story in a minute. Understandably, it can feel like things are really, really bleak out there. And you've probably seen the stories about young people that are having mental health issues in the face of all the bad news. So how can we stay positive given the world today? We're going to have a chat with Simon Apolloni, who is an assistant professor at the School of the Environment at the University of Toronto. Simon, thank you so much for being here today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jay. It's good to be here.
It's not hard, right, to get caught up in something of a negative mindset. There certainly is a lot of doom and gloom out there. You don't have to look too hard for it.
No, in fact, it's the other way around. You have to look hard for the good news.
It's true. You're right. And, you know, we talk about some of the big issues that are in the headlines. It's not just climate, right? I mean, there are so many examples of things to be negative about. And one of the things that, you know, we used to rely on, or at least when I was a kid, and probably when you were younger, you know, our institutions, right? Democracy itself these days is up for debate. So some of the things we've always relied on don't seem as reliable as they used to, do they?
No, and it's a period we seem to be in where everything seems to be up in the air, and it's very destabilizing, especially for the young.
What do we need to do? Like, how do you manage to sort of put how do you manage to sort of keep yourself out of that cycle? Because I think a lot of it is a cycle, Simon. How do you manage to sort of keep yourself in a positive mindset? Can you do it?
Well, it's a good question. Are you talking about me personally or
in general, just in general? I mean, when we take a look around, and you've seen the surveys, right, where young people are reporting more and more anxiety over climate change and things like that. I mean,
Yes.
So how do you avoid getting into that position?
Well, I think it's important to remind ourselves that while things are bad, it's not the end of the story. And this is not negating what the science is telling us about, for instance, climate change. It's real, it's dark, and it's very scary. However, there are also numerous cases where we've seen humans do marvelous work in regenerating rivers, saving wildlife, lowering emissions, not necessarily globally. And also even finding new ways of getting our energy. The amount of solar and wind energy, renewable energy, has grown exponentially, far greater than experts would have thought in the last many years. It's left the International Energy Agency of the world to say that, hey, we actually might get closer to 1.5 degrees Celsius post industrialized temperatures than we thought. And that's hopeful.
Yeah. How important is hope? I know you talk about hope. It's powerful, right? Having that kind of hope makes a big difference.
Oh, yes, definitely. And it's not a naive hope. It's not a naive belief that, oh, everything will turn out well. No, the hope I talk about, and I talk about it with my students, it's dark, it's daring, and it's dialectical. Dark meaning we see the reality. We don't deny it. Mm-hmm. It has to be accepted. Daring, it involves action. We have to get out there and we have to do something active to what we can. I mean, the problem is not one individual, it's systemic. And the other one, dialectical, it's not all dark. It's also showing the good. So dialectical thinking is sort of thinking, having two opposing thoughts in your head at the same time.
That's work.
But it's a lot of work, yes.
When you talk about that, I mean, how do you, I don't know if you instruct your students or counsel them or encourage them when you try and say, hey, listen, you've got to try and entertain two diametrically opposed thoughts at the same time here. And it can be done, and they're both valid and they're both true. But I mean, how do you encourage people or, you know, try and make that something that's a little easier to do?
It's hard. Sometimes you just have to stop the class. One of my classes is with 500 students, and you can feel the tension when after I give I spew out all sorts of statistics of how we're going down the drain in this way and that. I say, okay, let's just stop and let's just breathe. And I actually instruct 500 students to take a minute, breathe in, breathe out, and then I show them something else that is a positive reaction. And I show them that, hey, yeah, it's dire, but it's not the end. But there's another part to this hope, is that it can't be done alone. And I urge them to find friends, people of like minds, to talk with them, be with them, and realize, hey, other people think like I do.
Yeah.
And that in itself is hopeful. Not to mention it also encourages a more resilient action when greater numbers.
Yeah, it pulls you out of despair. You're so right. I mean, it inspires all kinds of activity. Simon, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being here today. I really do appreciate your insight.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.